message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
I said, praise the Lord. Somebody happy to be here today? Let me hear you say a big hallelujah. Somebody excited to be here today? Let me hear you shout a big hallelujah. What God has in store for you tonight, no devil will be able to stop it in the name of Jesus. You are going to end this year in a better state and condition in the name of Jesus. If I were you, I would say a louder amen. If I were you, I would say a louder amen. We are grateful to God for his faithfulness, for his love, and for his kindness in our lives. And I know that you are not going back the same in the name of Jesus. I say you are not going back the same in the name of Jesus. Yesterday we started the word on unstoppable God and unstoppable destiny. And somebody that was blessed last night, let me hear you say a big amen. I went yesterday, I went ahead to explain to us that our God is an unstoppable person. He is an unstoppable personality. And today we move on in that word as we move on to the part two of this word tonight. And I know that somebody's life will never remain the same in the name of Jesus. Unstoppable God, progressive destiny. And I know somebody's destiny will progress in the name of Jesus. One of the work of the devil is try to abort our destiny and to slow it down. And I went ahead to show us yesterday extensively about the secrets of the unstoppability of Nehemiah. Nehemiah was a man who was trying to build, to rebuild the wall. And some people gathered to try to stop him from accomplishing what God destined for him. And this picture is very, very familiar to many of us. Until you want to start something great, enemies are at rest. Until you want to start something awesome, they don't bother you. But immediately you begin to take steps to do well in life, to progress, to get married, to build house, to start a good career, then they are very, very unhappy. But I say to somebody here tonight, they will be disappointed. And I said to us, the secret of unstoppability of Nehemiah number one was learn to glorify God. How many of us remember that yesterday? Learn to glorify God. In Nehemiah 1 verse 5, Nehemiah glorified God. He said, O Lord, God of heaven, great and terrible God that keepeth covenant. He was glorifying God. And because of this, his attitude, God stepped into his matter. And somebody's here tonight, God will step into your matter. And I told you that God does not share his glory with any man. Isaiah 42 verse 8. I went further again to tell us yesterday the secret of unstoppability is to seek the mercy of God. And we prayed extensively for the mercy of God yesterday. The mercy of God is superior to any other thing. Once you assess God's mercy, you are blessed. And tonight, we'll go further to look at other secrets that can make you to be progressive and be unstoppable. And you can say number three, because we treated two yesterday. We looked at learn to glorify God and learn seek the mercy of God. We'll go further to number three tonight. The secrets of unstoppability is a buoyant prayer life. Somebody say a buoyant prayer life. Or a vibrant prayer life. Somebody say a vibrant prayer life. I can't hear your voice. Nehemiah was a praying man. When he was faced with challenges, when forces of darkness wanted to stop his destiny, he ran to God in prayer. In Nehemiah 1 verse 11, He ran to God in the place of prayer. He started seeking the face of God. He said, "Oh Lord, I beseech thee, let not thy ear, let now thy ear be attentive to the prayer." Someone say prayer. "The prayer of thy servant, and to the prayer of thy servants who desire to fear thy name and prosper, I pray thee, thy servant this day, and grant him mercy in the sight of this man." Now, he knew that the forces of darkness are always after destinies. Everyone that we matter in life, we face these forces. If you are going to become somebody in life, they will go against you. In Matthew 16:18, he says, "I will build my church. Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail." So there is a gate of hell against every destiny. There is a force of darkness against every destiny. There is a power of hell against every destiny. They will not prevail against you. It takes prayer to subdue these forces. It takes a praying saint to be unstoppable. Many Christians have been stopped abruptly. Marital plans have been stopped abruptly. Pregnancies have been aborted before time because of prayerlessness. But I pray for somebody here today. Devil and his forces will not be able to abort your destiny in the name of Jesus. In Matthew 16, verse 18 that I read for earlier on, if you go to verse 19, Matthew 16, verse 19, the Bible explaining to us that word, "And I will give unto you the key." This is what prayer does for you. Prayer gives you the keys that makes you unstoppable. If you have the key to this door now, nobody can stop you from going through this door. "And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Whatsoever you want in life, any door you want to open, any door the force of darkness have been using to try to stop you, once you possess the key, you can pass. Prayer is your visa to stardom. Prayer is your guarantee for the fulfillment of your destiny. If you are prayerlessness, you are going nowhere. If you are prayerless, you are going nowhere. I don't care your department. I don't care your function in church. I don't care how long you have been in church. If the circle of prayer is not added, nothing can be achieved. But for somebody here tonight, prayerlessness will never be your portion in Jesus' name. That was the secret of Daniel. They tried to stop Daniel in Daniel chapter 6. They looked at him and said, "How can we stop this man? We can't stop him through girlfriend. He doesn't carry girlfriend. We can't stop him through drinking. He doesn't drink. We can't stop him through nightclub." But they gathered against him. And in Daniel chapter 6 verse 10, he went ahead to begin to pray. Despite the fact they said, "We will throw you inside the lion's den if you pray." And now, Daniel knew that the writing was signed. He went into his house. And his window being open in the chamber towards Jerusalem, he knelt upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed. This was the secret of Daniel. This was the reason why Daniel was, he's still relevant till now. We mention his name everywhere. In Psalm 65 verse 2, "O thou that answered prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come." All flesh are mandated to come to God to submit in prayer. Prayer does not exclude the young. Prayer does not exclude the old. It is the laziness in the place of prayer that makes many destinies to be aborted and stopped. If your desire is to go far in life, tighten your belt in the place of prayer. If your desire is to fulfill why God sent you here, then your mates cannot be praying and you are playing. Every prayerless man is a failure man. Every prayerless woman is a failing woman. But for somebody here tonight, a new zeal to stand before God in prayer comes upon you in the name of Jesus. Daniel entered into the lion's den and came out because he was a praying person. He went in and came out successfully. He went in and came out successfully. He must have been playing with the bears of the lions. He must have been hitting them. You sit down there. you stand up there. Because prayer gives you the key. You have access. You are in control if you are praying. You are in control. Devil is no longer in control. It is when you are not praying that devil is in control. And for somebody here tonight, the spirit of prayer comes upon you in the name of Jesus. It comes upon you in the name of Jesus. You can even be in the prayer team and not be a praying person. You can be a member of the prayer team and your prayer life is weak. Everyone that is wants to be unstoppable must be a praying person. Either you are in security, or you are in the choir, or you are in the steppers, or you are in the drama. Whatever it is you are doing for God or in God, praying is essential. Martin Luther said, I have so much to do today, and that's why I have to spend 3 hours before God before I go out. My day is very busy. Before I can go out or step out, I must first spend 3 hours before God. But unfortunately, it's the other way around now. People will say, I'm so busy. I have lecture. I am so busy. I have a lot of things to do. So I cannot pray today. I will pray later in the day, or I will pray tomorrow. And their blessings are postponed till tomorrow. For somebody here today, a hunger for prayer comes on you in the name of Jesus. Never again will you be prayerless in the name of Jesus. Never again will you be prayerless in the name of Jesus. I decree tonight that this fresh hunger and passion for praying comes on you in the name of Jesus. Can I hear you say a big amen? Number 4, secret of unstoppability is ability to despise your scorners and mockers. Nehemiah 2 verse 19. When you are taking steps to make progress in life, your mockers will always try to stop you. And when Sambalat and the Horonite and Tobiah, the servant, the Ammonite, and Gesem of the Arabian heard it, they laughed us to scorn and despised us and said, what is this thing that you do? Will you rebel against the king? They even went further to say that, see, this thing, even if a rat passes over it, it will fall. Whenever you are trying to do great things, people will try to despise you. Whenever you are trying to do things right, people will try to despise you. It is your ability to forget about what is your ability to ignore them and to let them go and die with their bitterness. That is what brings about your success in life. Don't focus on the scorning, on the rejection that you are facing. Hello. Hello. If you are going to be unstoppable, don't focus on enemies that are scorning you. Don't focus on those who are mocking you. Because their mockery is what is going to bring about your making. Let them continue to mock you. Let them continue to say all sorts of things about you. Your church, brother church, general overseer, senior pastor, assistant senior pastor, reverend. All sorts of names just to mock you and to despise you and to make it look as if you are not on the right path. Very soon, we'll soon know if it is you that's on the right path or them. Those who despised us many years ago, they are running to us for help now. Those who looked at us and said, these ones cannot become anything. These ones cannot achieve anything. Their original path is not on this line, so they can't be successful. God is the one that fetches water inside a basket to disgrace the bucket. When he wants to do something special, he will use somebody nobody can ever imagine. Listen to me. It doesn't matter what people are saying about you. It is what God says that matters most. You know, people know how to size people up. They just look at you and say, this one cannot make it. And this kind of girl, she can't get good husband to marry. Who says so? Talk to your neighbor and say, who says so? Were you there when God created me? Were you there? Say, this one, she can't be rich in this life. Your wealth will shock them. Yeah. Your blessing will be an amazement. Yeah. Your blessing will be an amazement. Yeah. Number 5. Secret of unstoppability is having or assessing a deep spiritual root. We are in a wicked world, and only people who have access to the best of God can assess the best in life. And one of the things that makes you assess the best of God is to have a deep spiritual root. There are three categories of people in life. Number one are people with zero root. They don't have any roots. There's no firmness. Little thing can move them out. Second class of people are people with shallow roots. The root is not deep. And the third class are people with a deep root. You can't move them easily. I don't know how long ago. When was the last time you heard that an Iroko tree was moved anyhow? Or uprooted anyhow? An Iroko tree. Say, they just uprooted that Iroko tree anyhow. If you really want to be unstoppable, you have to be somebody who invests tirelessly in your spiritual life. The reason why most people are not successful is because there is no spiritual depth. The spiritual depth is very shallow. And as a result of that, they are easily moved by the devil. But as from today, a new grace for spiritual depth is coming for you in the name of Jesus. A new grace for spiritual depth is coming for you in the name of Jesus. Whereby your major priority in life is your spiritual life. You know, there are different kinds of people. There are some people, their priority is their husband or their children, or their priority is money. There are some people, their priority is their business. There's nothing else that matters to them except that business. But when you get to the point where your highest priority is this God, then you have become a person that nobody can stop. Because God himself will be the one that will be with you. And somebody is here, all the days of your life, God will be with you. I want to rush through this very quickly so that I can move. This is just like the introduction. Number six is determination. Nehemiah was determined. Very determined. Only the determined can be successful. In Nehemiah 6 verse 5, the Bible says in 52 days, he built the wall that he said he could not build. Nehemiah 6 verse 15. If you are going to be unstoppable, you must be determined. That is, you must not give up easily. I am getting this pregnancy. I am getting this job. Many years ago, I was trusting God for a job. I locked myself inside a room and I was praying. I didn't know how many hours I had prayed. I saw the advert of the office where I wanted to work in a newspaper. And I locked myself inside the room with determination and I was praying. I prayed and prayed and prayed. After I came out, a young boy saw me and said, I've been counting how many hours you have been praying since. He started counting. 1 hour, 2 hours. It's as a result of determination. By the following week, that same office called me and said, come and resume. I worked there for 6 years before I left there voluntarily and went to another place. Until you are determined, you'll be stopped. Until you are determined, there can be a change. But for somebody here today, the spirit of determination to be successful comes on you today. That spirit of determination to be successful comes upon you today. Can I hear your loudest amen? And number seven is focus. If you are going to be successful, you must be focused. In Nehemiah 6, verse 2 to 3, they called Nehemiah and said, come. They wanted to stop him, so they wanted to distract him. In life, one of the major things that happens to us to hinder our progress in life is distractions. Distractions and detractors. Once you allow these distractors to hinder you, they stop you from going somewhere. How many of us can get to, if you are traveling to Lagos, and then you see some people that are fighting, and you park your car, and then you started settling the fight, you started going with the police, all of a sudden you couldn't find your key again. You look for where's my key? The car is there, but yet the key cannot be found. You allow distraction and detractors to stop your journey. In the journey of life, if you don't want to be stopped, then you must avoid distractions. There are some people, they don't have work. Their work is to gossip about others. They don't have any business. Their work is to look for your what is happening in your life and to talk about it. That is their own ministry. Talkative ministry. Leave them. Let them be saying what they are saying. Don't bother to respond to them. Ignore them. Let them continue their own jagajagaciousness. They have no vision. Visionlessness. There's nothing they want to achieve. But as for you, because you know where you are going, you focus on where you are going. You focus on the future. You focus on God. And before you know it, you are getting there. Somebody is going to get there today. The journey of life may sometimes be slow, but slow and steady always gets you there. Do you know that as slow as the tortoise is because of its focus, it always gets to that destination. When the Ark of Noah was being built and all the animals were entering, and as the tortoise and the snail, as slow as they were because of their focus, they just started climbing the staircase, started moving, and they eventually entered. That's why we still see them today. As from today, the spirit of focus comes upon you. I said the spirit of focus comes upon you. It's not everybody you can respond to if you don't want to be stopped. It's not every text message you can reply if you don't want to be stopped. There are some text messages you ignore it because they are not relevant for your destiny. There are some you reply with tongues. Rakata barite bliatuzua. Lezatu bretiana paranasa. The person say, what is this? Number 8. If you don't want to be stopped, you must reject fear and intimidation. In 2 Timothy 1 verse 7. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7. For God has not given us spirit of fear, but of power and of a sound mind. The spirit of fear is not of God. And God at no point in time wants us to fear. Look at the life of David. Goliath was intimidating him. You know that story very well in 1 Samuel 16. Goliath was looking at him and intimidating him as if he's going to destroy him. But eventually, David emerged a winner. You are the one that will emerge as a winner. You are the one that will emerge as a winner. You are the one that will emerge as a winner. Don't give in to fear. Fear of the future. Fear of fear that things will not work. It will work. I say it will work out. You will handle your joy. You will see your blessings. And no devil can take it away from you. And number 9. Major secret if you don't want to be stopped is to guard your mouth and your heart. In Proverbs chapter 4 verse 23, the Bible says, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. If you don't want to be stopped in life, you must guide your heart and your mind. Guide it jealously. And before you know it, bad things will not be able to enter it. And for somebody here tonight, no bad thing shall be able to enter into your life in the name of Jesus. And number 10 is, if you don't want to be stopped, you must love God massively. You must love God massively. You must love God massively. 1 Corinthians 13 verse 13, now abideth faith, hope and love, but the greatest of it all is love, which is also called charity. If you are ever going to emerge as a star in life, you must love God and love him with passion. You must love God and love him with passion. You must love God and love him with passion. Because of our time, I'll cut out some things. Quickly tonight, what are the gains of loving this unstoppable God? That's actually the message for tonight. What are the gains? These are the gains that brings about progress. What are the gains of loving this God? Number 1 is unstoppable favor. In Psalms 5 verse 12, for thou wilt bless the righteous and with favor without encompassing as a shield. Once you begin to love God, you have signed up for eternal favor. And the favor of God is what brings flavor to the life of a man. If your desire is to be unstoppable and you love God, the next thing for you is to access favor. Somebody is here tonight, you access favor. I say you will access favor. I say you will access favor. That was Daniel's secret in Daniel chapter 1 verse 9. Daniel accessed the favor. He accessed favor and this changed his life. Now, God had brought Daniel into favor. God will bring you into favor. Those that will help you and assist you, God will bring you into favor with them. Those that will help you and change your story, God will bring you into favor with them. What are the gains of loving God that will bring about progress in your life? Number 2. The gain number 2 is unstoppable breakthroughs. Unstoppable breakthroughs. Every man or woman that loves God with passion has access to unstoppable breakthroughs. As from today, your breakthroughs shall be totally unstoppable. As you are finishing one breakthrough, you are moving to another breakthrough. Your breakthrough shall be unstoppable in the name of Jesus. Can I hear your loudest amen? David was from a humble background, but suddenly he began to love God passionately, and his love for God changed his life eternally. And he was moving from one breakthrough to another, from one breakthrough to another, from one breakthrough to another. As from today, your breakthrough will be continuous. Your breakthrough will be very, very continuous. The powers of darkness will not be able to hinder your breakthrough. Number three, gains of loving God that will bring about progress for you is divine protection. Divine protection. Everyone that loves God has access to divine protection. Protection simply means preservation from loss and injury. That is, God gives you a shelter, a defense, a refuge against harm. In Isaiah 54, verse 15, Isaiah 54, verse 15, the Bible said, behold, they shall gather. They shall surely gather together, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sake. Every lover of God has access to protection. And from today, you and your family will access protection. In Galatians 6, verse 17, the Bible says, from henceforth, let no man trouble me. Why? I bear upon my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. So from today, there's a mark coming on you that will make you protected from every wicked. It will make you protected from every wicked person. And everyone planning evil against you, they will fail massively. Anyone planning evil against your family members, your brothers, your sisters, their plan will never work out in the name of Jesus. David was unkillable. He was undestroyable. He fought so much wars, so many wars, to the extent that God said, don't build me a temple. Your hand has so much blood. But nobody could kill him. Nobody could destroy David. He was protected because he loved God. From today, a new grace to love God that will result in divine protection, it comes on you in the name of Jesus. I say it comes on you in the name of Jesus. Number four is unstoppable good health and vitality. Every man or woman that loves God has access to unstoppable good health and vitality. In 3 John verse 2, the Bible says, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health as a soul prospereth. God does not want you sick. And your love for God is your access to unstoppability. When you see those that die like chickens because the love of God is empty in their heart. I've been young now, I'm old, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his children begging for bread. I have never seen anybody that loves God sincerely and dies like a chicken. If evil is coming, it will never get to you. If evil must come to a place, you won't get there. And if you are there, evil will not happen there. I say, if evil must come to a place, you will not be there. And if it must happen there, you will not get there. Can I hear you say a big amen? Everyone that is a child of God and loves God has access to good health. And tonight we'll be settling the issue of sound health. Because in Matthew 8:17, he took our infirmity and bore our sicknesses. So we have no more access to sickness. From today, sicknesses will no longer be seen around your destiny. Number five, gains or gain that you access from this God is the gain of peace. When peace is lacking, life is in pieces. When peace is lacking, life has no bearing. In Exodus 14, verse 14, it says, I will fight for you and you will hold your peace. From today, you will access peace. I say, from today, you will access peace. From today, you will access peace. Peace of mind shall be your portion. Let me hear you say a big amen. When you see people who don't love God, when you see people who don't have access to peace, even if they have 1 billion naira, they still don't have peace. When even if they have 1 trillion naira, there's still no peace. But as for you and I, all the days of our life, we enjoy peace. In your business, in your marriage, you enjoy peace. In every segment and sector of your life, you enjoy peace of mind. I'd like to hear your loudest amen. Number six that you assess is unstoppable blessings. This was what landed in the house of Obed-Edom. In 2 Samuel chapter 6 verse 11, the ark of the Lord continued in his house just for 3 months. The ark of the Lord continued in the house of Obed-Edom in the Gittite. 3 months, and the Lord blessed him. Tonight God will bless you. When you love God and He comes into your house and into your life, you become unstoppable. Blessings rush eternally into your house. Like I said yesterday concerning Peter, the fishes rushed massively into his net when Jesus stepped in. Today is the day God will step into your situation. As one blessing is landing, another one is landing. As one blessing is landing, another one is landing. There will be no gap between your testimonies. You know, in some people's life, testimony happens only every 10 years. When they have testimony in 4 years, it's another 10 years before they receive another one. Somebody say, enough is enough. As from today, every single day shall be like Christmas for you. Every single day shall be like Christmas for you. Because the blessing of God will flow endlessly in your life. And number 7, unstoppable blessing that God will give to you is unstoppable business and career exploits. Bible says in Daniel 11 verse 32 that those that do know their God, they shall be strong and they shall do exploits. You are meant to shine in life in your field of endeavors. According to Matthew chapter 5 verse 14, Matthew chapter 5 verse 14 explains to us that you are the light of the world and the city that is set on the hill that cannot be hid. Every one of us is destined to shine in our various businesses and areas of concern. As a student, you are meant to shine. As a businessman, you are meant to shine. As a married woman, you are meant to shine. As a married man, you are meant to shine. And your love for God is the guarantee for this shining. Your love for God is the guarantee for this shining. Your love for God is the guarantee for this shining. Once the love of God is embedded in your heart, you have signed up for eternal shining. Your star will not go dim. Ira wo mi si ma ton si. Ira wo mi si ma ton si. Emi o ma yo. Jesu lo so fun mi pe. Ira wo mi si ma. Your enemies have not seen anything. What has happened to your life yet that they are already giving you problems? They ain't seen nothing yet. Because your star is just about to begin to shine. In your business, in your marriage, in your career, in every segment of your life, in your vocation of your hands, your star is about to begin to shine. In Psalms chapter 1 verse 3, Psalms chapter 1 verse 3 explains to us that we are meant to shine the work of our hands. And someone is here, you will shine in that work of your hands. In the name of Jesus. And whatsoever you do shall prosper. Abraham prospered, you will prosper. In Job chapter 1 from verse 1 to 3, there was a man called Job in the land of Uz. He was the greatest man. Why? He loved God. The love for God in his heart brought about continuous progress for him. From today, as the love of God is coming upon you afresh from tonight, I decree that your breakthrough shall be unstoppable. And number 8 is unstoppable marital glory. Unstoppable marital glory. Every lover of God is destined to get married peacefully. The Bible says, none shall lack her mate. The love of God in your heart is the guarantee of your unstoppable marital destiny. Listen to me. Everyone due for marriage here tonight, go and write the date you are getting married down when you get home tonight. If you have a place in your Bible, write the date. Write that date now. Everyone due for marriage, write the date you desire now. Because tonight is the night that God will intervene in your situation. Tonight is the night that God will intervene in your situation. And everything that has hitherto stopped you shall be terminated in the name of Jesus.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878. Or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.